Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The WBEN All Local.
All Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Masurowski.
Getting rid of the steamy, muggy conditions.
Well, right now we've got a cold front right on our doorstep. That moves through this morning with a few scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. But it looks like all that rain activity should be done by lunchtime or so. Looking forward to a dry afternoon. But a big change behind the cold front. Temperatures cool off, humidity lower, so much more comfortable around here starting this afternoon.
That's Tony Answeeney at the National Weather Service. Right now, there's nothing on radar to worry about in form of showers. But tomorrow is a picture-perfect day for us with a mostly sunny sky and high around 78 and very comfortable air.
Well, it's new news this morning. The president announcing he's canceled plans to carry out further attacks against Iran because a peace deal is complete.
We ended the war with Iran today, and they have agreed never to have a nuclear weapon, something that we insisted on. That was the whole purpose. That was 95% of it. And they've done it in the most powerful way you can do it.
That all comes less than a day after the U.S. launched dozens of strikes on Iran in retaliation for a helicopter that was shot down over the Strait of Hormuz. The president stated the strait will be open as part of the deal.
New state rules are targeting your inflatable and pop-up temporary pools this summer. WBEN's Tom Puckett. Here with that.
New York State introduced a law in January that puts inflatable swimming pools on par with regular pools.
Any of these pools now that can hold 24 inches or more are required to have the same permitting and electrical permitting requirements as a regular pool, as well as safety fencing, safety gate latching, and all of the other requirements that come with a standard traditional pool.
Lackawanna City spokesman Chuck Clark says for residents, getting a permit could be expensive.
A pool permit would cost about $60 here in the city of Lackawanna if there were electrical and other things involved, which usually for those quick sets isn't, but that would be another $65. So in essence, if somebody had to start totally from scratch and do all of those accommodations, it would be $125.
Clark says not a lot of yards in Lackawanna can hold a traditional pool. Find out how the city is going about enforcement online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right, Tom, thank you. And you, by the way, read more on those new restrictions over at WBEN.com.
Which I think is throwing a lot of people.
First, a lot of people are hearing about it. The government's tally of the New World screwworm cases has risen to 9 since Thursday. Jim Ryan says the potentially fatal parasite has been found in animals in Texas and New Mexico.
6 of the infestations involve cattle, 2 goats. But it's the case in New Mexico that has pet owners concerned. That one involves a dog.
It's definitely very scary, you know, to have something travel and you don't know what it is.
Just worried that it might spread.
Carlos Mata is sticking to his vet's advice.
Just staying cautious, making sure there's no open wounds on my dog.
The screwworm fly lays eggs in open wounds primarily on cattle, but it can affect any mammal. Jim Ryan, ABC News in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Oh, that's not something I like hearing about.
No, but I guess the good news is it wouldn't infect humans. It's not like you have to worry about the safety of the beef. You just have to worry about the supply.
Yeah, and price, ultimately, too. The Allentown Art Festival is kicking off tomorrow morning. Here's WBEN's Brayton Wilson.
The Allentown Art Festival hosts hundreds of artists from near and far every year in Buffalo as they take shop along the streets of the Allentown neighborhood. Not only is it about displaying and selling artwork for festival goers, it's also about connecting with the community and fellow artists from around the region.
I've been doing festivals for a couple decades now, on and off. Something about Allentown. Can't put my finger on it besides saying it's the people. Don't get me wrong, the artists are great. The quality of art there is unbelievable. But it's just the people, the neighborhood. The weather's always a challenge, but it's more often than not beautiful weather. It's just the people. Great conversations, the excitement. It's great to sell there. I do really good there. But even if I don't, I have a great weekend because it's Buffalo.
That's artist Brian Pfeiffer.
It's such a laid-back festival. And I think that part of that's because of the promoters. You know, Allentown Art Festival is great to work with. They jury people in, the artists. They have high standards. So the quality you're seeing down there is good. There's a nice variety of stuff. So you put good promoters, good neighbors, good neighborhood, and a handful of passerbys or customers, I should say, and it makes for a good weekend.
And for artists like Joe Rebo, he knows without the support of the local community each year, there likely isn't an Allentown Art Festival.
The Allentown Festival draws some of the best crowds of people. They're educated, they know what they're looking at, they know what they're buying, and they like to support their craftsmen in arts and crafts shows like the one in Allentown, Buffalo. We're grateful to the show, to the promoters, but the crowd, the people of Buffalo, really make us want to come back every year.
This year's Art Festival runs Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on both days. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Great sign of summer that, you know, everything's kicking into high gear with the Allentown Art Fest really going this weekend. And tomorrow, if you're planning on going, tomorrow looks like the better day
it
than
really
Sunday
does.
If you're planning on it with the weather. Well, the first World Cup game for the U.S. is tonight.
Team USA will begin its quest for a World Cup tonight in front of their home fans at Los Angeles Stadium as the team faces Paraguay in its opening contest. These two squads faced each other in a friendly last November, which saw benches clear and stoppage time. It should lead to a great opening contest in this World Cup, with the Americans trying to silence the critics. Star Christian Pulisic told reporters Thursday that he knows what his team is capable of.
We're a really good team. We're able to compete with anyone, and we want to be a real force in this tournament.
Kickoff is scheduled for 9 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
We spoke with Nick Mandola this morning, who is co-owner of FC Buffalo, also writing for NBC Sports about this World Cup tournament. If you want a kind of a primer on what to expect for the World Cup, go back and listen to that interview, because I feel like he really helped me understand it.
Pretty bullish on the U.S.
He is.
I am,
which
too.
Which I like to hear.
But, you know, I always am. Always feeling good about our guys. He said, you know, they're expected to do a little bit of something, make a little bit of noise here. It would be nice to kick that off tonight, get everyone excited for it. Well, Carolina won Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final last night.
The Carolina Hurricanes hosting the Vegas Golden Knights with the series tied at 2 games apiece. And the Hurricanes kept their momentum going from Game 4.
Down low, they score! And it's Jordan Staal again on the tip-in to tie it at 1.
The call on ABC, Jordan Staal with the goal in the first period. He has a goal in each of the first 5 games of this final, becoming one of 5 players to accomplish that feat all time. Andrei Svechnikov had 2 goals for Carolina as well, as they come away with a 4-2 victory. They take a 3-2 lead in the series and are now 1 game away from their first Stanley Cup since 2006. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Hey.
Could end this weekend.
Yeah, pretty good stuff yesterday from Carolina, who, I mean, a couple games now, they're rolling. Jordan Staal.
He is a monster.
5 straight games with goals in the Stanley Cup Final, only the 4th player all time to do that. He hasn't had a 5-game goal streak since he was a teenager. He's now 37 years old.
Wow. He shows he's still got it, you know?
19 years in between those goal streaks.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for scattered showers and thunderstorms inland away from the lakeshore into the afternoon. Otherwise, we'll have gradually clearing skies and temperatures that are near 80 degrees. Winds will be gusting to around 30 miles an hour. We're mostly clear for Friday night, lows near 60 degrees. For Saturday, we're sunny with highs in the upper 70s. And for Sunday, we'll have showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm into the afternoon with highs in the mid-70s. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Autumn Lewandowski.
Connor Hawkins from the Banshee Downtown is with us on the Bison Automotive Live Line. The World Cup is here. Connor, good morning. Let's start with the excitement level for this World Cup. I mean, how would you describe it?
Good morning. The excitement level is very, very high. It's been 4 years since we've been waiting to have the World Cup back in U.S. soil, back in North America. We had our first two games yesterday. It's been amazing so far. Two games in, excellent.
Well, you're the, you know, become known in the past 5 or so years as really the place to be for soccer games, but the World Cup is a little bit different. There's a lot of parties going on all across Western New York, and, you know, as I'm looking at it on a map, you've got everywhere from Ellicott Street, Canal Side, at Silo City, at the Banshee Bar, all throwing these big parties. Are you a little concerned that there's so much going on in such a tight area in downtown Buffalo?
I'm not, Brian, because, you know, we are the biggest soccer bar around. You know, we're the bar that soccer people are going to go to. Mezque is a great soccer bar, too. Canal Side, Silo City, Ellicott Street, you know, I think people are going to go there, maybe just, you know, they're not going to know the names of the U.S. players. They're not going to know, you know, much about soccer. They just want to go and enjoy the excitement. Hopefully after this whole World Cup, people are going to be more into soccer and going to say, okay, I need to get an English Premier League team or, you know, then start enjoying soccer every week. Then they'll be coming to bars like the Banshee and Mezque and that kind of stuff.
Do you think, Connor, that, I mean, each of these venues really kind of have their own vibe? People will find out which one they like the best.
I think so. You know, I think when you go to Banshee, it's definitely going to be louder because you're going to have the real U.S. supporters. You're going to have people coming in there that, you know, want to see their nation do well. And I think, you know, when you go down to, like, Canal Side, it's just going to be a really feel-good factor for the city of Buffalo. Everyone wants to see USA do well. And I think it's just great for the city. I think that people coming into Canada, going to Toronto for the games, hopefully they'll come down to Niagara Falls and spend a day in Buffalo. I think it's just great for the city of Buffalo, too. There's going to be so many people, you know, around. World Cup's just so popular for the next 6 weeks. We're just excited for it, you know. Obviously, our first day was yesterday. You know, we were really busy. We had, you know, a lot of Mexican folks in yesterday cheering on their team. Last night, at even at 10 o'clock, you know, 9:30, we got a big surge of South Koreans coming in to cheer on their team last night, and I go, wow, this is awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty cool to see that, everybody turning out for their national teams. I said, you know, maybe as recently up until this February, that's when it switched, but over the past 5 or so years, you go out, I'm more likely to see a bunch of people watching a soccer game at a bar than watching a Sabres game at a bar, or go out to that. Give us an idea of, you know, not during the World Cup, what the scene is like, what it's like watching soccer in Buffalo, and how many people actually turn out for games.
Well, you know, for us, we have a big base of English Premier League clubs. You know, we have maybe 12 supporters groups that come into the Banshee, you know, be it from Nickel City, Irons, West Ham, your team, Brian, you know, Buffalo Spurs, Queen City Cup for Liverpool, Buffalo Man United, Manchester City Citizens. Just every single time there's a game, we're getting maybe 10 to 50 people coming in for a game. You know, obviously, some of the biggest supporter clubs didn't have a great season. West Ham, we have a great support for. Not a great season for West Ham. Not a great season for Spurs. Not a great season for Liverpool or my team. But still, every single game, be it Europe, be it domestic English Premiership, huge crowds. And it's just, we've noticed so much difference. And obviously, we're 5 years in right now. The first year, we were kind of building it up. It's just amazing. The sport is getting bigger and bigger. This is the biggest World Cup of 48 teams, 6 weeks instead of four. You know, I think the game of soccer, I say football because I'm European, it's just getting bigger and bigger in this country. When I first came here 25 years ago, you know, we didn't get to see any games on TV because it was just so hard. There was no streaming. Now we can watch every single game. The games are so much accessible that you can watch on, be it Paramount, Peacock, ESPN+, and then USA Channel too. So it's amazing.
It is. You know, you were saying that yesterday, fans from Mexico, South Korea, they came in. Talk about what a melting pot it is around here and how throughout the next 6 weeks, I mean, you're going to see people coming through your doors with basically every country's jersey on their backs.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we had people just come in last night. I spoke with a couple from England just who were just touring North America, and they were here for Niagara Falls, and they seen Soccer Bar, and they wanted to come in. I think that's amazing. We are so close to Niagara Falls. People do travel to see it. People come in just because they're downtown, and they want to. An Irish pub is a welcoming pub. People Google Irish pubs when they come to different cities. I don't know why. I'll take it, though. And, you know, they come in, and everybody loves a good pint of Guinness, I guess. And it's just so, so cool because you just always chat. You're always, hey, how you doing? Oh, Buffalo's so cool. The people are so nice here. And that's the kind of reply we always get. And that's my favorite thing.
Yeah, well,
it's because of you, Connor.
Yes.
You're so friendly.
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Well, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait for later tonight. I'll see you there, Connor. It's going
to
be fun.
I hope to see you and Joe Beamer down here today. I mean, I remember talking to you guys last time the USA played. We had some bills in the house, too, watching the USA-England game. What a day that was.
Yeah. Well, you know how it goes. You'll see me and you'll hear him. That's generally how it works. Connor, thanks so much. Connor Hawkins with the Banshee.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.